What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 20th of May. It's Wednesday. I usually don't like the Wednesdays. I diss the Wednesdays, but today has been a good Wednesday. One of the better ones. Boiling hot outside. Well, on English terms, that's boiling hot. It's 26 degrees. It's been really warm. It's been a day to go out and try and catch some rays. Anyway, I forgot to put some cream on, so tomorrow morning I'll probably have panda eyes because I had my sunglasses on. But everybody's out and about enjoying it, socially distanced, apart from about 20 people playing basketball. I don't know if that's very much socially distancing, but fucking rubbing up and down each other, like, you know, doing the tackles and whatever else. But I think people are slowly starting to slip away from what is the rules, because the rules are going to change soon, aren't they? So people are pretty much changing it themselves, preempting it. But no, people are out and about. But it's really nice weather. A great day to pretend to be working at home, but actually go out for like about a 3-hour walk, because you can do what you want now, can't you? You can go on the long exercises and all that kind of shit. So if you're that way inclined, get out on your roller boots, get out on your skateboard, get out on your push bike, get out on them fucking pogo stick, bounce up and down the beach. It's all right on the beach, all that stuff, the roller boots and you've seen them pogo ones that are on the one, like one on each foot. It's like a pogo stick, but it's like a bouncy shoe. And people bounce really high, like they're fucking running, and they're like bouncing right up in the sky. I saw someone come a right cropper on one of them. He went flying, and he took off. He did a big bounce, took off, missed his landing, and like, oh, he took a lot of skin off his elbows. Let's put it that way. He was trying to put a brave face on, but you could tell he was crying inside. One, with pain. Two, with embarrassment. Anyway, so as I was saying, it's all right down the beach and all that stuff. When you're in a city centre, rolling around on your roller boots and everything like that, someone's just going to throw something at you, I'm sure. Somebody's going to like trip you up. They don't see it like the outdoor lifestyle in the big cities. They see it as like kick him off his roller boots or off his pogo stick. Who's he think he is? Because that's how you get your kicks in the city. There's nothing else to do, you see. So you just make fun of stuff or trip people up. I remember when we were kids, somebody used to put fishing wire between posts, and then when somebody would chase them, they would jump over the fishing wire, and whoever it was would run into the fishing wire and fucking go flying. So That's what you get when people are bored. It's creative though, you know. They've had to put some effort in to go and get the fishing wire, to nick the fishing wire out of somebody's shed, and then to go, you know, and set up a booby trap. They make good, hopefully they went on to join the army and went on to, use those skills in the right setting. You know, the army, they say, like, you're going to put you in the right thing, skill set. They would have been like, you know, booby trap man or mine clearing and all that kind of stuff. Very clever. Anyway, that's another story. But Donald Trump's he's not on his pogo stick. He's not on his roller boots. He's too fat, apparently. Nancy Pelosi when he's taking them hydrocloxetine. I can't say that word. I'm just going to make up my own word. Hydroxychloroquine. I can say it now. He's taking it, isn't he? He's taking it against, just made his own mind up, I'm going to take that. But she's used it as a, because other people are coming out saying it's fucking deadly. The CNN, who are normally Donald Trump backers, are saying that the blokes come on there and going, don't start fucking following Donald Trump. This shit will kill you if you don't take it. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous drug. Don't listen to him. So then Trump's had to come out then and start saying, CNN isn't the same anymore since so-and-so left. You've become more anti-Trump. I think you're turning people anti-Trump with your fucking wacky ways. he's like a what's he called? He just makes it up as he goes along, doesn't he? He's like fucking. I think if he just thinks one of them will stick, I'll get one thing right, and then everybody will be like fucking. Everybody has to listen to him as like the saviour. You know what I mean? Imagine if he's right on this as well. There you go. Apparently, fucking UK have ordered a load of them, but I don't know if that's bullshit. But so somebody's listening to him. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi has said that he shouldn't be taking it because she warns morbidly obese Trump that he should not take the malaria drug because it's very dangerous for people who are obese. So she's just using that as a fucking proper way to have a dig at him for being a fat bastard or for being fat. She'd rather the president not take something that's not improved by scientists. Presidents should not be self-medicating with a malaria drug. And also, he's morbidly obese. That means he's fucking borderline dead anyway. He's brain dead, borderline brain dead, and borderline. So anyway, we'll see, won't we? Because he's still taking it, apparently. For whatever reason, you get side effects off all that shit anyway, don't you? I mean, that's, what is it, anti-malaria? Or is it for when you've got malaria? Because some of them malaria drugs, they fuck you up, don't they? I remember when we were travelling, people was taking them because they take them when they go through malaria countries, and some of them are like fucking, you know, went into mad like depressions and stuff like that. They were like fucking right, messed up by it. So we'll see. He might just turn even more fucking wacky. He'll start coming out with some right strange stuff. Let's just hope it's not near the fucking missile buttons or anything like that. Oh, what's that big red one do? Bang. Next thing you know, North Korea's disappeared. What's it called? Tom Moore, Colonel Tom Moore, the English. Anybody from a different country, if you haven't noticed. Tom Moore, the 100-year-old that raised £39 million for the NHS, he's been given a knighthood. Or he's being given a knighthood. He's going to be a knight of the realm. Chuffed to bits with that. I mean, if anybody offered me a knight of the realm, I'd turn it down. I'm saying that because nobody would ever offer me a knight of the realm. But he's of an age and of a time where that means something to somebody. And, you know, he's a proud man with his medals and all that. So to be a knighthood, and they're going to put it through quickly as well. So he can't believe it. He's like fucking, he's like living on a prayer. He's doing the Bon Jovi. I'm surprised he's not playing that every night. Whoa, living on a prayer. I bet he could like, you know, he's probably fucking given a new lease of life. He's probably going in reverse. He's probably going to get younger. Kick his Zimmer frame away. He'll be running around the garden next year. That'll be his next money-making scheme. All the better for it. Speaking as, on the opposite side of that, that's somebody who's good, who's doing good for the world. He's doing good for society. And then you've got a guy here who's throwing piss at his neighbours and throwing dirty toilet paper and piss at his neighbours over the fence. There's a video of him, and he doesn't know that he's being caught, obviously. He's chucking bottles of piss over. What's he doing that for? He's trying to get, like, rats in there or something, maybe, or fucking marking his territory, is he? Because it's in the middle of the night, so throwing piss over. He must be doing it to get some, like, kind of animal in there. Otherwise, what's the point of it? But he's like, and he's throwing shit paper over there and that as well, dirty paper. He said he was nice to him once. He used to give him like food out of his allotment and that. And now he's turned nasty and he threatens to beat them up. So you've pissed him off some way. Are you like fucking blasting Bon Jovi out of the top of your lungs? Or like, you know, doing something, maybe you're shagging really loud. Maybe you're like banging the headboard up against his bed and he's at home alone. And he's pissed off listening to you having such a fucking great time. He's like, fuck you now. That's it. While you're shagging, I'm going to go and fucking shit in your garden. Something's doing it, isn't it? Speaking of mad people in the garden, here's another one, a retired greenkeeper who collects lawnmowers. He's got 500 different types of lawnmowers. It's his pride and joy. I sold a collectible lawnmower to somebody once. I sold it to the guy, and they are mad. this guy who came and collected it, he's set up his own lawnmower museum, a bit like this guy. He's fucking mad about him. I couldn't get rid of him. Really nice. And he told me all about... He explained lawnmowers to me for about an hour. He gave me a good old fucking insight into the workings of certain lawnmowers and the years and how they've changed over the years and whatever. I tell you what, it was riveting, to say the least. But, you know, he hadn't given me the money at the time, so I was waiting for the money while I was doing the conversation. But I just wanted to do the exchange, and I got a gun. Sorry, mate, I think my pager's going off in my pocket because my phone's not making a noise. So I've just got to beep off my pager. I'm going to have to go. I'm being called to a job I haven't got. Because all I do is sell fucking broken lawnmower engines. But yeah, he was mad, but he was like, he set up his lawnmower museum, and he was like, happy as Larry, his favourite thing in the world. So anyway, that's good. It keeps him out of trouble anyway, won't it? He's probably nicking them. Imagine like the fucking half of them have probably been stolen out. Lawnmowers get nicked out of people's gardens all the time. He's probably got like a museum full of stolen lawnmowers. So if you've lost a lawnmower any time in the past, fuck knows, 50 years, 60 years, because a lot of them are vintage, go and check him out. The Lawnmower Museum in Hassocks Horsham in England, around that place anyway. Anyway, kebab shop staff, somebody ran into a kebab shop, running away from gunmen. The gunmen chased them in. Ran into the kebab shop and they shot the kebab in the fucking shot the meat on the kebab. They was aiming for people but missed them, but shot the meat that's spinning around, you know, like the doner kebab meat. So good job the guy ducked out of the way. He shot a hole straight through it. Unless he's come in and he's had a real like dodgy kebab there and he's going like, fucking, that was like the worst thing I've ever had. I've had the shits for a week. I'm fucking going back, man. I'm going back tooled up. I'm going to be balaclava. I don't care if I go to prison for it. There's nobody's getting away. You know, there's somebody who's unhinged. There's nobody's getting away with the way I had the shits all week. I'm going to shoot that kebab owner. And he goes in. Instead, he shot the kebab. He's probably happy with that. Put fucking bang, 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 doing like the Western. Six bullets, bang, 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 into both doner kebabs. Make them unedible. Anyway, he's doing like a good deed in the end if they become unedible, because some kebab shops, the fucking food is not necessarily that one. Some doner kebab shops are like rotten, but some of them are like, they have kebab awards and everything, don't they? They have a kebab awards at the end of the year. The prized possession to be named or first, second or third in the country's kebab awards. Imagine going to that, suited up, suit and tie, with your family. It's probably like, because you get awards, then once you get an award and you stick it in your window, everybody wants to eat there, so it does work. I remember I went to a place who sells Kentucky Fried Chicken style chicken, but it's not chicken, it's like seitan, it's like fake meat. I went to that in London because I'd heard about it. And I went there specifically. I was going somewhere else, but I caught the tube a few stops over to go there. And there was a big queue around the corner. Everybody fucking was onto it. Everybody was doing the same as me. People were talking to each other in the queue going, have you heard about it? Where did you hear about it? Yeah, so it does work. Word of mouth, both ways though. That's the good word of mouth. The bad word of mouth as well. Like that one now. Don't go there, fucking... Somebody had the shits and come in and shut the place up. So he might lose a bit of business. What's he going to say? Prince Charles, I talked about Prince Charles yesterday. He's going on the TV with his record collection. No, on the radio. He's going to be talking about his favourite music. I bought it out because I wonder, it's going to be proper, obvious. It's going to be classical music or something like that, isn't it? But imagine if he started giving on about like some drum and bass tunes or old rave tunes and stuff like that. You couldn't have it, could you? You couldn't imagine the Royals couldn't find themselves in the middle of a rave, could they? Be like so obviously off their head. Well, maybe they could. I don't know. Prince Harry tried, but usually they're in their own circles, aren't they? Their own upper circles, upper class circles, where they're, you know, it's kind of protected. But imagine like Prince Charles at fucking a rave. Well, imagine being out of it at a rave, and Prince Charles fucking walked past you and like was doing like blowing his. I don't know what the fuck what they do these days, but in the old days they were like twisted with his eyes twice as big as his head, you know, blowing a whistle or some shit like that, having the time of his life, and then you turn around, it's Prince Charles. You'd think you were hallucinating. In fact, you would be hallucinating because it wouldn't happen. But he's like, he's going to be talking about his favourite music, classical music. I like classical music. Classical music, best music for traffic jams. If you're in a traffic jam, chill out music or classical music. If you're stuck for hours in a classic, you need to bring your level down. You need to try and chill out a bit, because otherwise, you're fucking going to do Michael Douglas falling down. You know, when that film, when he just loses it. And I felt like that loads of times in the van. I wanted to just get out. 4 hours I sat in one spot pretty much for one time on the motorway. Fucking horrendous. In a real hot summer's day. One of the worst experiences I've ever had. I'll tell you what, I was like a tinderbox. Somebody only had to say the wrong thing to me that day and I'd have fucking shot them in the kebab. I would have fucking shot their kebab all over the place. So it was a good job that I didn't see anybody that night. Right, I think I'm going to... we've got another one. Oh, last one then. A school asked lockdown pupils as young as 11 to define... To school asked lockdown pupils as young as 11 to define hardcore porn. So that's a... I think that's a question that's accidentally got onto the paper, and the teacher's probably was meant to send that to somebody else. You know, like in a dating kind of, what's it called, sex talk with your partner or whatever, he's accidentally put it down in the school questionnaire. They were told to explain their thoughts on hardcore porn, female genital. Okay, so it's in context now. Genital mutilation, wet dreams, trafficking, and male circumcision. Fucking hell. That's a bit heavy, isn't it? The kids are probably going, what? Hardcore porn. What's the other one? Wet dreams, trafficking, and male circumcision, and female... I think that's like... I don't think they want to talk about that. They want to be talking about the Muppets and fucking... you know. I don't know. What do 11-year-olds do these days? They don't want to be talking about that. Peppa Pig, now that's too old, isn't it? I'm sure they haven't got onto fucking hardcore porn. It'd be hard to explain it as an adult. You'd have to have a think about it, wouldn't you? To explain hardcore porn, to come up with like a thesis on it, or like a stand up in the class and give your opinion. It'd be like, I'm pretty sure that most of the answers will be very, very similar to each other. Apart from 11-year-olds, I'm sure theirs will be like, they'd have to sort of use the Muppets to describe it. Like when Kermit the Frog gets with Miss Piggy, and then Fuzzy Bear joins in, and then it becomes like a big massive, like, and then all of a sudden Gonzo walks in, and it becomes like a fucking four-way, whatever the hell they're called now. I can't remember what it's called now. So yeah, that's the only way a kid's going to be able to explain it. And the teacher will probably go, very good, very creative. Yeah, I would give you a 8 out of 10 for that. You could have used, you didn't do any lesbian scenes in it, I'm afraid. So that's why I didn't score you top marks. So the teacher's probably trying to get off on the answers. So I think somebody needs to have a look and have a word with him. Anyway, you can... give that to 16-year-olds and over, because they'll just have a laugh. They'll find that shit funny. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.